Next poem doesn't deal with war directly. It's really the first 50 lines of an in-progress book-length poem called Requiem. So, when the strong, unholy high winds whiplash over the soul of marshlands, eaten back to a sigh of salt water, the Crescent City was already shook down to a balance, her floating ribs and spleen, her backbone left trembling in her old world facades and postmodern lethargy, lost to waterlogged memories and quick claim deeds, exposed for all eyes, dammable gaze and lamentation, plumb lined and hot throb, ballast and water table. Already the last ghost song of the Choctaw and the Chippewa was long gone, no more than a drunken curse among the oak and sweet gum leaves, a tally of broken treaties and absences, echoing cries of birds over the barrier islands inherited by the remittance man, Scalawag and King Cotton. And already the sky was falling in on itself, calling like a cloud of seagulls gone ravenous as the Gulf reclaiming its ebb and flowchart, while the wind banged on shutters and unhinged doors from their frames and unshingled the low ridge roofs, while the believers hum precious Lord and deep river as the horsehair plastered walls gallop alone with the surge. Already folklore began to rise up from the barred lallygag and sluice pulsing beneath the Big Easy, rolling between and through itself, caught in some downward tug and turn, like a whirl of love affairs backed up in a stalled inlet, a knelt-down army of cypress, a testament to how men dreamt land out of water, where bedrock was only the heart's bump and grind, its deep, dark churn and acceleration blows you down to those unmoored timbers. Already nothing but water mumbling as the great eye lingered on a question and turn, the gauzy genitalia of Bacchus and Zulu left dangling from magnolias and rain trees.